so once I saw it, I just lifted it myself then, as again, and put it into the bin as such. But like, this is totally unacceptable. This is between the front doors of two businesses there, a Chinese and a supermarket, like, and neither one of them wants that outside their premises, to be quite honest about it. First of all, people walk into it, it's going to mess the shoes, if not destroy the shoes, and it's not something that you expect to come across in the footpath. My main concern with it is, apart from the alongside the littering end of it and the mess end of it, when dog fouling is done, there's a disease out there that unfortunately, if small children, as I understand, come in contact with that, and unfortunately then, if their hands get dirty, we'll say with the dog fouling, the excrement, that ends up then near hand, their face or in their eyes. It can permanently blind them. I would just appeal to the owners, when nothing that we're aware of has happened in a disastrous way, let's just try and all work together and prevent that from happening.
It only takes a few seconds to pick it up and put it in the bin, that if these people are letting their dogs, you know, do their business on the footpath, that they have enough time to do it. It's just a lack of regard.
The dog owner's responsibility, listening to this today, is up to them. Because if you don't clean up after them, you're the danger of, like I say, spreading disease, I suppose, as well, the unknown cost as well, of people walking into this, bringing into a premises then, there'll be a shop, there'll be a cafe, whatever. Business people then left with a cleaning cost then as well, like, there's a huge knock-on effects. And for what, at the end of the day, €2 or less, Kitty, would buy you 20 doggy bags, like, to lift the rubbish, like, behind you.